Today, the president gives the latest of his speeches on national security issues. He will speak at the Air Force Academy in Colorado. That's a state that normally votes Republican in presidential elections. But this year, Democrats hope to challenge the president in Colorado, where John Kerry has already spent $1 million on television commercials. NPR's Jeff Brady reports from Denver.
$1 million will buy a lot of TV ads in Colorado, and John Kerry is using the airtime to tout his local roots.
He was born in an army hospital in Colorado.
Colorado has only 9 electoral votes, but in what is expected to be a close election in November, the focus on this state makes sense. Still, the amount Kerry is spending here and the timing so early in the election season surprised observers.
It's a bit unusual, but our television stations are quite pleased by these purchases.
Political pollster Floyd Cerulli says he hasn't seen any polls yet that show President Bush is vulnerable in Colorado, but...
The Republicans in this state are nervous. I don't know if they're nervous about losing the state so much as that there's this sense at the moment that the unity and the enthusiasm of the party is in danger.
If that's true, Kerry's push in Colorado may actually help to reunite the GOP, says Republican Governor Bill Owens, who chairs the president's campaign here.
It certainly provided me the ability to focus our volunteers and focus our people and say, look, they're coming to get us, and John Kerry's spending $1 million here. It's important that we not take Colorado for granted ourselves.
The key for both parties is attracting unaffiliated voters. They make up about a third of the electorate in Colorado. In front of a suburban Denver post office, Sandra Hoban says she doesn't belong to a political party. She says she voted for George W. Bush in 2000, but isn't sure whether she will again. Hoban says there are two big issues that will help her decide how to vote. The first are tax cuts. She wants more of them.
Probably the second one would probably be the issue of war. When we should intervene, when we shouldn't intervene. At this point, I don't think we should have, to the extent that we did, and the millions of dollars that we've been putting into it kind of hurts us.
Scott Rosenthal also is not registered with a political party. He says he voted for Al Gore last time, but is leaning toward the president in November.
It's too early to tell. I want to see some debates. I want to see what happens more with the economy, see what happens with Iraq. Those are big issues right there.
Democrats in Colorado will spend the next couple of months trying to convince unaffiliated voters and moderate Republicans to cast their ballots for John Kerry. The state can expect more television advertisements, but to date, the Republicans haven't responded with a media campaign. Pollster Floyd Cerulli says it will be an uphill battle for Democrats, but he says it's clear Kerry is willing to put a lot of money into that battle with the recent $1 million ad buy. But he says that may not be enough, especially if Ralph Nader gets on the ballot in Colorado and attracts voters who otherwise might choose John Kerry. In 2000, Nader got 5% of the vote here, considerably higher than what he got nationally. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.